Thank you for the power in the name of Jesus. We praise you and we give you glory, Lord. We thank you. We thank you. We thank you for all that you are, all that you're going to do tonight. We bless your holy name. We bind any evil power in the name of Jesus. Command all satanic squatters to get out in Jesus' name. We declare the victory in the name of Jesus. You may be seated or go to your other meeting. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. Hallelujah. God is good. Praise the Lord. Are we out there? Okay, well, just want to tell you that I just got a message that the internet has, a couple of poles have been hit. So I don't know if we'll get out there or not, but so I just wanted you to know what was going on. A car ran into the poles that the internet is carrying. So anyway, praise the Lord. We'll be all right. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go to Psalm 65:11. We've seen some great victories this week. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. A couple of exciting things have happened this week. Good things last night. Good things the night before. God's got this world. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. All right. Tell me when you get there. Psalm 65:11. Praise God. Are you there? You crown the year with your goodness, and your paths drop fatness. Let's read it together. You crown the year with your goodness, and your paths drop fatness. Now, in Hebrew, that y'all are thinking, good, it's going to drop the fatness off of me. No. That meant the good stuff's coming. Amen. that other could happen too. So this would be, if he's crowning the year, this would be the year of goodness. And when God said something was good, he was saying it needs no improvement. And we've been talking about that. And so, when something is good, it fulfills its purpose for which it was created. God is good. He fulfills his purpose. Our plans are good. And he's fulfilling those purposes through us. Now, so God blesses us with good things. And these good things help our lives. They help us get to where we need to go. They give us everything we need. There are a lot of benefits in his goodness. Now, one thing I want to say to you is Happy New Year. Because today is Rosh Hashanah. It just started an hour ago. And so tonight begins Rosh Hashanah. And so that's the Jewish New Year. And a lot of things happen. Now, you know, we're on a Gregorian calendar. They're on the lunar calendar. And they're on the God calendar. And they're right. Praise the Lord. So, so it's a little later than we usually see. I thought that's interesting. But just right on time for our lives, I believe. Right on time for what's going on in Israel. So when you go back and you look at this, and I'm just going to talk about it very briefly because I believe you all know this, but when you look at what people basically say about this time of the year, they say it's the time when God decides how your next year is going to be. And so, according to the Jews, and for them, it was based on how they behaved. Now, for us, Jesus has already behaved for us. I just say it like that. That's just a shortcut. But so God has decided, and we need to agree, that we're going to have a good year. You know, in the past, I've passed out apples with honey on it to us. We've done that before. What that means is to the sweet year. To the sweet year. So you just by faith eat your apple with some honey on it, or go get some after church, because this is going to be a sweet year. Amen. 2025, the rest of this year, 2024, it's going to be a sweet year. The victories are here. The evil is exposed. Things are happening. Things are working out right for you. If they're not, they're going to, especially right after this sermon. Praise the Lord. And so God's decided, we have faith in Jesus. We're going to have a good year. In Israel, they repent at this time. Now, it behooves us to repent and get on the right path. You know, it just, yeah, be tied into the good system. When, I might say this in case there's somebody new listening, when Jesus and John the Baptist said this, they said, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Repent means change or change systems. It doesn't mean I'm sorry for my sins. That's in there. That's part of repentance. But this is basically what those words actually meant, were get on the right system. They're saying the kingdom of God has come. Get on this system. Get off the old system and get into the new. And so if you've gotten tangled up in the old system or the world system, tonight's your night. Move over into this system, because we're going to see the glory of God. We're going to see things manifest like never before. So it said your year will be crowned with goodness. So what does that look like? What would a year that is crowned with goodness actually look like? Well, it would look like you're redeemed. It would look like you're restored. It would look like you're healed. It would look like you're favored. It would look like you prosper more than you have been. It would look like living in peace. Church, peace is not the absence of war, in case you need to know that. Peace actually is the power to destroy the authority attached to chaos. It's way bigger than, I want world peace. It's way bigger than that. The world is not at peace, but we can be. Nothing missing, nothing broken. But what you have to do is use that shalom in your life. Confess shalom in your life, which means nothing missing, nothing broken. Church, you're going to have anything, you have to confess it. That's the way of faith. You have to say it with your mouth. It's not just going to show up. When did you go to a restaurant and sit there and keep your mouth shut and put your order in? You have to say something. You have to say something. It's just the same. It's just the truth right now. In this world, Christians have to say something. Amen. Nothing happens if you don't say anything. And so I say we're going to have a good year. So here's your question. Can your next year be crowned with goodness? Yes. To crown means to encircle. Amen. By the time you get to Christmas 2025, will you be saying, man, if life gets any better, I'll have to be twins? Are you going to be saying, oh, things could be better? Because you need to make up your mind right now. If you're going to have a year crowned with goodness, if you're going to experience that, you have to choose. Behold, I put before you life and death. Choose life. What a big hint. Choose life. You're like, well, it just doesn't happen that way. Yeah, it does. Does that mean that there won't be any trouble? No. No, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers you out of them all. So things may come along, opportunity to get frustrated or give in to things you shouldn't can come along, but you don't have to take the opportunity. You can step over a lot of things. You just have to understand the law of draw. You're going to draw whatever you're thinking and feeling and saying. You're going to draw that to yourself. Amen. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So, listen. In my seeking the Lord, I want you to know this. I believe the Lord wanted us to go after the goodness of God in this last quarter on purpose. We already did it earlier this year. In case you don't remember, we talked about the goodness of God some earlier this year. But interesting enough that when I found my verse this morning, I found it before I realized it was Rosh Hashanah. I didn't know it was the head of the year. I went in and asked the girls, I said, when is Rosh Hashanah? And they said, starts at 6:00. I was like, well, there you go. So I would say that we're just right now on a precipice of the prophetic. I believe that God is bringing you this message right now so that you can choose what kind of year you want to have. Amen. It's just like voting. You get to choose. But you can vote for a good year or you can vote for a bad year. But you're going to make the choice. Well, you know, I just don't understand that it's that simple. Well, because you don't understand the Bible yet then. You have to understand that you can decree a thing and God will establish it. And then you continue through that and let things get out of the way. Things will move out of the way. If anything comes up, God can turn it for good. Amen. Because that's what he does. That's what the scripture says. So I really feel like this is a prophetic thing. Now, let's go over to Psalm 103:1. I want to show you something there. We're going to pick something out of here, and I think you'll be really pleased with it. Psalm 103:1 is a psalm of David, and it says, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits." So we see God having good benefits in the Old Testament. Amen. So, who forgiveth all thine iniquities, who healeth all thy diseases, who forgives all thine iniquities, who heals all thy diseases. Got it? Who redeems thy life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies thy mouth with good things so that your youth is renewed like the eagles. There's that mouth thing again. Okay, so this is packed with good benefits. But let's just go to just this one tonight. We'll just do this one. Redeems my life from destruction. Actually, it says here, who redeems my life from the pit. That's actually what it says. Redeems my, in the Hebrew, redeems my life from the pit. So I like the word pit because it adds so much to the picture here. The pit of the grave, the pit of hell, and then I could say, we say, live in the pit, or here's what we say, life is the pits, right? That happens. Okay, so, well, we've been redeemed from the pit. Even in the Old Testament it says this. We've been redeemed from the pit. So, in fact, God has promised you the palace. Okay, so right now today, you're on your way from the pit to the palace, right now. Joseph started out in the pit, did he? His brothers threw him in the pit. You know the story. He ended up at the palace, and God didn't put him in the pit so he could get to the palace. Jealousy did. Jealousy put him in the pit. They were jealous because a prophetic anointing had come on him. He made this mistake of bragging about it and talking about it, and the brothers didn't like it, and so jealousy put him in a pit. Jealousy can really raise an ugly head when someone prospers. Did you know that? You know why those people hate for preachers to prosper? Jealousy. You know why people hate for you to prosper? Jealousy. No, I'm not even going to go there. Praise the Lord. We don't have time. You know where I was going. Hallelujah. There's a whole devil world right now that doesn't want you to prosper. They just want your tax money. Amen. So, all right. So, Joseph started out in the pit, ends up in the palace. Now, let's answer this question. What would have happened if you were going from the pit to the palace? What would have happened? You were in destruction, and you want to come into what? What would it be like if you were in the pit, but now you're going to live in the palace? What does that look like? Well, it looks like one word, restoration. It looks like restoration. Have you ever restored anything? I've restored some furniture. There's this and that. We've done some restoration. We used to, actually, my brother-in-law did fixer-uppers, you know? You know about that. You guys have the guts to do a fixer-upper? Hi, I'm Chip and Joanna Gaines. We take the worst homes and the best neighborhoods, right? Remember that? I love that show. They did a great job. So they're in God's business. God is a restorer. They restore things. I know people who start in neighborhoods and go down and fix houses in those neighborhoods. It's a big thing on TV, but people are really doing that. Amen. So let me give you some restore definitions. There's a lot of them. To restore, to return to a person a specific thing which he has lost or which has been taken from him and unjustly detained. We restore lost or stolen goods to the owner. To replace, to return as a person or thing to a former place. To bring back or recover from lapse are ruined to its former state, to heal, to cure, to recover from disease. His hand was restored whole, like as the other. That's a scripture in Matthew. To make restitution or satisfaction for anything taken by returning something else or something of different value. That would be like restore five oxen for an ox. If you stole an ox, you had to when you would restore, you'd have to give five. Amen. People that stole the tithe had to give 20% or five times the amount, I think is what it was. So, which is a little more than that. But there were things that they used, particular laws that they used in restoration. So to give for satisfaction for pretended wrongs, that's in Psalm 91. That's an interesting one. Something not taken. You'll have to look that one up. To repair, to rebuild, to restore, and to build Jerusalem. Daniel 9 was a time of restoration. To revive, to resuscitate, to bring back to life, to return or bring after absence, to bring to a sense of sin and amendment of life, to renew or reestablish after interruption. We would say that the internet will be restored. Amen. Amen. As peace is restored. Friendship between the parties is restored. These are all just ways of thinking of restore. So the good things taken are restored. Now here's one thing about the Lord. His restoration is greater than just the return of the original state. That's what's so cool about the Lord. When he restores, it's better than ever. It's better. It's a higher. Remember, we're talking about goodness here. So it's going to be higher. So if something is stolen from you or something has been lost or something is behind or whatever the situation may be, some kind of relationship thing, God can actually take this thing and make it better than it ever was before. He can take your life today and make it better than it ever was before. I lived in those days of things could be better. It was a long time ago, like back in the 80s. But since the 80s, I've been living good. I've been living in the goodness of God because I found out how good God was. I found out that you don't have to have a manic Monday. You don't have to have a terrible Tuesday. You don't have to take the opportunity for everything to be messed up all the time. If you give your life over to God, if you surrender to God, things can get better. Well, you know, Pastor, that's good, but it's the other people around me. Well, see, you're the one with the power. You're the one with the authority. You start talking to these things. You start praying for these people. God can fix situations to help you out with people. Ask me how I know that. Praise the Lord. All right, so God's plan then is not for you to just have just enough. For things to be just okay. His plan is not for you to, certainly not for you to be in not enough. That's not how the God of the universe operates. His plan is for you to have more than enough. And this is where you should be living every day, church, in more than enough. This is what happened when Moses, got everybody out of Egypt. They were in not enough. He moved them to the wilderness where there was just enough. But then he moved them into the promised land. And there was more than enough in the promised land. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. So you should be restored and live with all the benefits that Jesus has for you. Stop coping. Well, if the Lord would just help me with this. I think I can bear this other. I'll carry this part, Lord. Jesus said, take my yoke. It's easy. So, you know, I know whom I have believed. I'm persuaded that he's able to keep whatever I commit to him. And so whatever it is, I mean, so things come up daily around us a lot of times and I commit it to the Lord and he works it out every time. Amen. So this is where we need to be living and you need to be restored. And if you're going to be restored, you're going to have to accept, you have to literally accept allowing your year to be crowned with goodness. Accept that. Take it by faith that from this day forward, your year is going to be crowned with goodness. Everything's going to work toward the purpose of God. Everything's going to work toward what you have, the favor of God on your life, the blessing of God on your life, your body being healed, strategies, ideas, things that will help you in life, ways to move ahead, promotion, that all belongs to you. Amen. So if you're going to have this, it means that you're going to have to believe this verse too. And I think Ronnie has it to put on up there. 3 John 2. 3 John 2 says, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. That's what God wants for you. Not just John. God had the Holy Spirit write this down through John, and John said, I want you to live a good life. Be whole. Amen. So we see here what God wants. Now, I don't know about you, but I want to do God's will. God, if God wants me to do well, okay. That's pretty easy. See, that's where we got to get out of those diabolical doctrines. Well, maybe he doesn't want me to. Stop it. Read the Bible. Amen. Now, so we see here that God wants this. He wants you to prosper. He wants you to be in health. If God wants these things, we should have them. Notice it said you're going to prosper, and you know where I'm going here. If your soul prospers, if your mind, your will, and your emotions will prosper, you will prosper. So you got to get, you get God from the spirit realm, and then he helps you renew your mind. You renew your mind with the word of God. You have to put the word in. You have to meditate the word. You have to eat it like food. You don't read your Bible like it's just a daily assignment. You eat the Bible. You eat it. It's nutrition. It's food. And when you put the word in, Holy Spirit can come up and do amazing things. And you can get an understanding of things. And so we meditate that word, and we have what Romans 12 says, you're transformed by the renewing of your mind. You're not conformed. Religion will conform you. Now, you better act right. That's religion. What happens with transformed is you get to know Father so well. You get to know Jesus so well. You get to know Holy Spirit so well that you begin to take on his nature. You begin to act like him, and then you do what's right. Do it right because it's right. And because you love God, you're able to do it. You don't put the horse in front of the cart. If I just be good, God will bless me. No, God's blessing you. Do good. If goodness is happening to you, you're going to overflow with goodness and give it to somebody else. Amen. If you're going to give me a drink of water, you'll have to have something in the glass. It's that simple. All right. So now the word says in the scripture, it says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. So many people, so many Christians are living in the death cycle because they don't really know the word. They've just had religion talking at them. Just have religion talking at them. Just having excuses talking at them. But God is telling you what he wants. So there are things you must know. There are things you must understand. There is revelation that you must receive. There is tradition and religion that you must let go of. Boy, the day I said bye-bye to that, my life changed. I didn't know. But the light got turned on, and when the light got turned on, my life changed. I began to come into a place where I could actually be an influence to people. The word of God says your tradition makes the word of God of no effect. That's why this needs to be final authority and not your tradition. Amen. So we must allow the word of God to be effective so that our souls will prosper. Amen. Let this word be effective. So we receive it by faith, just like we receive salvation, just like we receive all these benefits, just like you got saved. You've one day, you went, wow, Jesus is Lord. Jesus is my Savior. Jesus is alive. He was resurrected from the dead. God raised him from the dead. I want him to be my Lord. He's alive today, and he paid for my sins. He redeemed me. And you received that. You accepted him. And when you did, boom, light speed hit your spirit. And you were awakened into a new place. Hey, demons believe, they tremble. But when you actually accept Jesus, not just believe that he exists, that you accept him, you change. So many people believe, well, I guess God could be good, but accept it. Yeah. Accept that he's good. Accept these benefits. Accept the prosperity. Well, you know, I just, you know, all we need is, enough for us four and no more. Well, what about the rest of the world? What about the churches we're planting? What about looks like North Carolina could use some finances. Yeah. Look, you know, I've thought about it. We're praying about it right now. What we need to send. They could use our prayers. If God wants us to send something, we'll send something. We actually already give to someone who's down there, but we can do more as a church if we need to. What about these things? What about getting the gospel out? See, it's not just about us and our little family. It's about the family of God being blessed enough to get the gospel around the world. We have to send people. We can't all go all the time, but we can send people. We can change lives. Amen. And so it'd be quite selfish for us to just think about having just enough. We have to have more than enough. I'm not just talking about finances. I'm talking about anointing on your life. I'm talking about love in your life. I'm talking about friendship in your life. I'm talking about encouraging your life. If you just barely have just enough to encourage someone, you need to fill up and overflow. If you just barely have enough anointing that maybe you could remove a burden, what if you're just overflowing with anointing? What if the power of God's just bursting through you? Amen. I'm not just talking about finances. I'm talking about your whole life. What about influence? If you have the right kind of influence and you overflow in influence, lives change. Praise the Lord. Glory to God. So we must learn to think differently, church. We must learn to think abundance instead of lack in every area. Well, you know, I just lack that feeling of love for people. Time to get over it. Fill up on love. Well, I don't have enough, so I can't do this and that. Well, then get some more. Church, if one of the greatest things you could do is listen to Pastor Nancy this week. She is talking about the fact that if there's a need, right there at the need, there's the finances. It's already there. And God's not going to ask you to go look at your bank account when he calls you to do something. He provides the seed. Come on. 2 Corinthians, he provides the seed. You don't even have to provide the seed. That's how good God is. First of all, he helped find you a job or however you get your money. And then he only asks you for 10% of it. And then when you give the 10%, he turns around and spends it on you in church settings and things like that. And then he takes your giving and he sends it out around the world. Jesus is receiving all this, worshiping the Father with it. And then it's coming back to you and it's multiplying to you. You have bread to eat and seed to sow. Amen. Don't eat your seed and don't sow your bread. Amen. That was free. Let's get back to this. Okay. 2 Corinthians 9:8 says that we be enriched in all things and in every way so that we can be generous. In everything, not just finances, being generous with our time, with ourselves. Amen. So we're blessed to be a blessing. Now, let me see. How many of you want to do God's will? Okay, that's most all of us. Yeah. So then you need, go ahead and receive your blessings. Listen, I don't know if I want to raise my hand because what if God wants to send me to Africa? I wouldn't worry too much about that. Oh, if God called you to Africa, it'd be the finest day that you ever had. You would love it. And I'm telling you, if God calls you to take the trash out, the trip to the curve is going to be the greatest thing you've done in your life. God will provide. He will bless. I'm excited about that. It can be the greatest life, whatever he's calling you to do, whatever area he calls you into. Amen. So you don't have to worry about having to do something you don't want to do. You're going to want to do it. Just do the want to part. There's been times when the Lord said, I want you to do this. I'm like, okay. And I didn't sense that I wanted to, but after I said, okay, I wanted to. It's that easy. Delight yourself in the Lord and he'll give you the desires of your heart. He'll put the desire in there and then he'll answer the desire. Amen. So receive the blessings. So you're not blessed in the pit though. The pit's not a blessing. You're blessed in the palace. And so you must have restoration. God is offering restoration in this fourth quarter, the beginning of this year. Wherever you need restoration, he's ready to give it to you. Amen. Praise the Lord. So, church, we are now in due season. There's a lot of promises about due season. One of the promises is that the wealth of the wicked is laid up for the just. That's one of them. I don't have time to talk about that one tonight, but let's go to Acts 3, 19. We're going to read through some scriptures here. Acts 3, 19. We're going to do 20 and 21. 3, 19. There it is up there. Okay. Now it's time to change your ways. Turn to face God so he can wipe away your sins. Pour out showers of blessing to you, a blessing to refresh you. Now look at that. So that's not all just about repenting for your sins. Turn to him also. Yeah, take care of that. Take care. If you need to take care of that, take care of it. But you're also turning to him so he can pour out the blessing. Amen. And send you the Messiah he prepared for you, namely Jesus. I think he's coming soon. For the time being, he must remain out of sight in heaven until everything is restored to order again, just the way God, through the preaching of the holy prophets of old, said it would be. So right now, heaven holds Jesus back until the times of restitution. That's what's happening right now. Well, or until all things are restored. We could say it like that, till all things are restored. So what are we talking about? So what's he mean, things being restored? What needs to be restored? Well, your position with God, your position in authority, your position in living in the blessing. Amen. And so how will we get restored? When we come from religion to reality and receive what Jesus has for us. Let's click over to Joel 2:23. This is prophecy about the end days. This is so great. Are you there? Is it up there? Okay. Be glad then, ye children of Zion, and rejoice in the Lord your God, for he hath given you the former rain moderately, and he will cause to come down for you the rain, the former and the latter rain. That's good. The former and the latter rain together. That's where we are right now. And in the first month, and the floor shall be full of wheat, and the vat shall overflow with wine and oil. And I will restore to you the years that the locust hath eaten, the cankerworm and the caterpillar and the palmer worm, my great army. Now I want you to listen to this, because I'm going to give you the real true Hebrew here. It says, which I sent you. The Hebrew says, which I'm sending away from you. All that junk is getting sent away from you. King James got it wrong right there. All of these things, all these bugs that have been eating all my plants are out. Amen. Tried to eat my lemon tree. Amen. They lose. Amen. Whatever's been gnawing on your prosperity, whatever's been gnawing on your relationships, whatever's been trying to eat on your body is out. This is what's happening in the end days. God is restoring. Verse 26, ye shall eat in plenty and be satisfied and praise the name of the Lord your God that had dealt wondrously with you, and my people shall never be ashamed. Now, the next verse says, they talk about God pouring out the Spirit. Y'all know it. And in that day, I'll pour out my Spirit upon all flesh. Your sons and your daughters shall prophesy. Your old men shall dream dreams. Y'all know the scripture, right? Okay, very important scripture for now. Now, Peter actually preached this in Acts on the day of Pentecost. Remember that? He preached that the Spirit would be poured out on all flesh. But he actually talked about that restoration's going to happen. Restoration will happen, and then Jesus will come. So what I'm telling you is, hurry up. Receive your restoration, because I want Jesus to come. I'm playing, but I'm not. The truth is as we're restored, as the great awakening is in the earth, as you start becoming more of an influence, Jesus is on his way. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. So, restoration comes before outpourings. It happens. You'll see the devil try to come in with something really ugly. Well, we've seen it. But then here comes restoration. Did you know that every time something has happened in Israel, you know, like a bomb would blow up something or whatever, they go back and build something more beautiful. They always restore better. They always have done that. Amen. Praise the Lord. So every time devastation happened, God always sent somebody. He always sent somebody with a festive spirit, and that at this time was Joel. Joel means Jehovah is God, by the way. So he was really upbeat. He was a real upbeat guy. He is kind of like Jesse. He's going to be upbeat. He's going to cheer you on. He's going to bless you. He's not going to come in. He's going to have a little clip in his step, you know, like, hey, praise the Lord. He's there to encourage. You got a smile on his face. This was the guy. This was the prophet that was prophesying this, an upbeat person. Upbeat is in the air right now. God is restoring. He wants you to take this now. Will everybody do it? No, but I'm going to. You can't have restoration while you're having a pity party. Hey, you can't have restoration if you're having a pity party. Hello? You cannot have restoration if you're having a pity party. God cannot get through that. So no whining. What did you back up here? What did Joel say? He said, rejoice. Be glad. You rejoice first. Pastor Nancy taught us that when we were up there. She got in there and said, you get some joy on you, you'll start receiving some things. It turned that meeting upside down. The rest of the week, there was nothing like it. It was awesome. You rejoice. Pastor Terry taught me something a long time ago too. She said, when something happens that is not good, start praising God. Even if you can barely squeak it out, praise the Lord, instead of I'll be, you know. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. For goodness sake, don't damn anything. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. No, you're like, well, you shouldn't be praising the Lord for the problem. I'm not. I don't praise the Lord. He didn't cause it. I'm praising the Lord in it, because I'm coming out of it. Amen. So praise the Lord. So we're rejoicing right now because restoration starts right now. We're rejoicing. We have restoration. Amen. The truth is, Brother Jerry taught us that Satan can't steal your goods if he can't steal your joy. If you're locked in, see, the only thing he wants to steal from you so you won't be joyful. That's what he wants. That's the enemy's job, is to steal your joy. But if you stay in joy, joy's not happiness, church. Joy is something that bubbles up from the inside, that comes out of you, because you know who you are, and you know who your God is, and you know what he wants to do for you. That's where joy comes from. It's a good thing. Sometimes they're like, well, Pastor, such and such, 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 and I can still feel the joy rising up. I'm like, yeah, so what? The devil is a liar. He's not having his way. Amen. Praise the Lord. We're not going to lose. We're going to win. We're just rejoicing. We're restored. We're blessed. We're in the palace and we're out of the pit. Well, I don't see the palace. Well, listen, Joseph was sitting in prison. He didn't know 24 hours. He didn't know. And he had the gifts working. He wasn't mad. He had forgiven. He was doing some stuff in prison. He was probably leading everybody around in there. But, he's interpreting dreams and stuff. But he didn't know that he was going to be the prime minister, or if you want to call him governor, whatever you're calling him. He didn't know he was going to be that 24 hours before he became it. He didn't know it 12 hours before. He didn't know it 6 hours before. He didn't know it an hour before. But when he walked in there and interpreted that dream, he was selected to go to the top, and he ruled over Egypt and was so wise that restoration happened during famine. Now, you're just as important to God as Joseph. You are. You can prophesy your own future. And you can prophesy it right now. You're either going to say, I'm going to win, or you're going to say, well, I'll try to struggle through it. Get that thing off of you. Get it off. Quit trying to control everything. Stop trying to control everybody and let God be God. He will do it. Relax, brother. Relax. Right? Enjoy. Just say, okay, God, you do it. Stop struggling. Stop fighting. Just lean into God. He's got the answer already. See, you're like, oh no, I can't hear him. No, it's not that you can't hear him, it's that you're listening to noise above him. The noise you're listening to is louder. You're listening to your own mind. Quiet down. Have some joy. Rejoice in the Lord. Sing a song. Well, I can't sing. Yes, you can. I mean, you're singing to God, he won't mind. You may not be able to carry a tune, but you can sing a song. Amen. We don't care how bad it is. Well, no, not kidding. As long as you're not up here. Praise the Lord. I'm kidding. We can rejoice. We can be blessed. Amen. This is our time, church. This is our time. Well, we don't know what's going to happen in a month. I know what's going to happen. God's in charge of my life. Well, what's going to happen now? What if the mark of the beast comes? What if it comes? I'm not taking it. I'm taking the seal of God. Amen. Amen. Well, what if they try to put us in prison because we're Christians? Rejoice in the Lord always. Angels will come let me out. Paul and his wife Silas. Please know I don't believe that. It's a joke. Paul and Silas were in there, and they praised the Lord, and they got out. Amen. Well, how come those people hadn't gotten out yet? I don't know. I pray for them very often, because they're in there for unjust reasons. But I'll tell you what, some of them are having a ball. They've got pages going, all kinds of stuff. They're coming out.
Yes, they are.
They're coming out. But I tell you, God can, if you'll put your heart in the right place, he'll bring you out of whatever it is. And it doesn't have to take a year or 2 years or 4 years. Amen. Praise the Lord. Y'all receive this tonight? Father, we thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, we go right now. We just claim palace. We claim the palace. We rejoice that your word is the truth. We step into this year by accepting the crowning. We accept your goodness in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. God is good. God loves you. We love you. Stay in victory. Praise God. We got to beat the devil every day. I tell you, I have been blessed to live around some people who just are so solid. Things come along that could really move them, and they're not moved. They just keep right on going. I'm just so blessed that I have family and friends like that, church family and friends, that they're not moved. They'll just keep going. No, 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 I'll win. Don't jump into a pity party about it all. Just, y'all pray, they'll say. Let's pray. I'm telling you this, I need you to pray. Agree with me. We agree and we let it go. Yeah. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for it. Praise God. Let's receive our offering, brothers and sisters. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. We're only going to live in faith. That's who we are. That's who we are. If you're praying for us to be any different, you're praying the wrong prayer. We're only going to say life. We're only going to say prosperity. We're only going to say that. And that is our MO, because it's supposed to be, because we're like our Father. Do other things happen? Sometimes they do. And sometimes you cry with people. Sometimes you sit with people. Sometimes you love people. But we stand with people whichever way they want to go. Amen. Father, we bless the offering and the tithe tonight. We thank you, Lord, for all the seed that is sown, all the tithe that is given, in Jesus' name. Amen. Come on. If you'd like to give via text message, you can text VCHL and the amount you want to give to 73256. Click the link and complete your gift, and it will be done. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, I'm excited. Israel's strong, aren't they? Praise God. Praise God, praise God. It's going God's way. Amen. Don't pray for a ceasefire. You won't be praying God's will. That, well, thou shalt not kill. No, thou shalt not murder. God is a man of war. Sometimes things have to happen so that the innocent are protected. And that's what's trying to happen right now. Amen. If your baby was under a threat, if your people were under a threat, you wouldn't just stand there. No, you wouldn't. You got covenant. Somebody messes with your wife, you'll stand up. You won't just say, oh, please. You'll be, I'm talking to you. Amen. Well, that's how God feels about us. And that's how he feels about Israel. He gave them those strategies. So don't go getting all soft and thinking the wrong way. God wants this stuff done. See, I'm going to tell y'all something. Land for peace does not impress God. He does not like it. All of the world has tried to get them to trade land for peace. Every time they've given the land, the enemy comes in and builds some kind of structure and then starts trying to take out the innocent. Every time. They tried it in Gaza. They tried it in the West Bank. It doesn't work. Really, truly, church, they've already given up a lot of land. God gave them the land all the way through Jordan. It was a way bigger place than it is now. Right now it's about as big as New Jersey. But that belongs to them. God gave it to them through Abraham, and it's not to be shared with people that don't really even, they're not really a people. They are people, but they're not really an ethnic people like that. They call them Palestinians because that's a name that got put there. But they're not, Hamas is not a friendly group. Church, understand, they have been raised to kill us and to kill the Jews. And people are like, well, we need to feel sorry for them. No, you don't need to feel sorry for them. They're raised from 5 years old. They get rewarded if they kill a Jew or a Christian. They get rewarded. Their pay goes up. We have to understand that. Do we want innocent people to be killed? No. Not even the Palestinian people, we don't. Not the innocent ones. But we have to understand it's deeper. It's about a religion. It goes all the way back to two guys, and you know who they are. Isaac and Ishmael. Yep. We win. They win. God is a covenant God, and he does not change. He's not going to, he said that was theirs, and he means it. He loves them. He picked them. We, on the other hand, picked him. And he has a covenant with us. America has a covenant with God. And everybody in here is in that covenant. And there's covenant people all over America. And we are standing in that covenant. And God is going to see to us. And no matter what's going on or what will go on, you live in the land of Goshen. And you're going to be all right. And you could prosper right where you are. You're blessed. Don't be afraid everything's going to get taken away from you. It's not. Stand strong. Amen. Let's stand up. Praise the Lord. You good? I know you all know exactly what I was talking about because I'm preaching to the choir here, but sometimes we need to repeat it. Just make sure everybody understands, because I've actually heard a couple of people try to pray for ceasefire. It's not going to work. It's not going to work. Do we want war? Oh, no, we don't want it. But sometimes it's necessary.
Amen.
Sometimes it's just necessary to get things done. We need to stay out of it. Well, we need to see what God wants to do. That's our best ally in the whole world. Israel is the best ally we have. And we need to remember that. And thank God that even Biden has done that. Did my microphone just go out? Praise the Lord. It's back. No. I know what you are thinking. No cussing on the mic. No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding. Don't take that. I'm kidding. Praise the Lord. God is good. You are so funny. You're so funny. Thank you, Jesus. And you're lighthearted too. I can't believe you said that. Oh, stop it. That religion off of you. Amen. We're going to go with God. We're going to go with God. And he's not all torn up over stuff like that. Praise the Lord. All right, we're going to have a good week. We're going to come in here on Sunday. We're going to have some more goodness. We're going to move forward. It's all going to be good. We're going to go into this season, and we're going to win. And we're coming in with thankful hearts. Coming in with thankful hearts. We're going to see more good. As early as when we wake up tomorrow morning. As early as tomorrow morning. As early as tomorrow. I'm prophesying to you right now. As early as tomorrow morning, goodness is happening. So just take it. Well, what? How are you going to get that? Well, if you say this, happens to me all the time. Happens to me all the time. Tomorrow I'm going to wake up and it's going to be good. For one thing, you'll wake up. Yeah? You're going to wake up. You can breathe. The blue sky will be out. The white clouds. The dogs will be on the front porch. Life is good. Yes. Amen. The new donkey will be there. What's his name? Poncho. Poncho will be there with Steve and Henry and Steve. That's the donkeys and the mules. And all I have is Annie and Boone, but they act like donkeys sometimes. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Seamless adventures. Seamless. Seamless. Absolutely seamless. Ishkata. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Provision from where you've never seen it come from before. Provision in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Great opportunity to feed the hungry coming. Get ready. It's coming in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 Thank you, Lord. Just aspire to go up now. Aspire to go on up. Aspire for every level. Every level. Just go on up in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Three breakthroughs. Three breakthroughs. Three breakthroughs. Thank you, Lord. You know, Tuesday, when I called your mother's name out, I had no idea she was in the hospital. God just brought that to us. Isn't that amazing? So we know that he's on the scene with her. She, yeah. Isn't that wonderful? Thank you for it, Lord. Is she out of the hospital?
She got home about 2 hours ago.
Okay, praise the Lord. We thank you for her healing in Jesus' name. We were praying and all of a sudden I just heard Bridget and I said, I just heard your mom's name. And Deb told me on the ride home, she's in the hospital. I'm like, I didn't know. But God knew. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. God is good. He'll tell you things, you know. He'll tell you things. He'll tell you. He's going to tell you things. He's about to tell you things. He's about to tell you some things. He's about to tell you some things. Go up there on that highest point. Go up there on that highest point and listen. Something's about to happen. Raining down glory, understanding, wisdom. The things you've been wanting to know, they're at hand in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Oh, I see like a chessboard. The movement stopped, but it's beginning to move. It's beginning to move. There's a checkmate at hand in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it. Thank you for it. Thank you for it. Thank you for it. An undercover spiritual job coming right up. It'll look like your normal work, but it's undercover. Something's going to happen with somebody. It's life changing and it's going to wash back up on you in a glorious way. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Whatever is really, really, really in your heart, son, says the Lord, let's talk about it. I'm willing to go that way, says the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. He's got a way. He's got a way in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. I see the word yes, go ahead. Yes, and go ahead. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Nothing, just a breeze. Nothing. It's nothing. It's nothing. It's nothing. It's just a breeze through. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 Appointed cities. Not just roaming around, but appointed cities. Coming into your hearts in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 I see someone who has a garage that opens. It opens like that. Your garage opens automatically. Something new is going to be sitting in that garage. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 I see the word paradigm shift. Paradigm shift. Paradigm shift in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Yeah, yeah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Pray for a minute, church. Get all this out here. Thank you, Lord. I hear the Lord saying, you're included. You're included in this. Restoration is at hand. Glory is at hand. Promise is at hand. Promotion is at hand. The goodness of God is available. Say yes. Move forward. There's better days. You're okay, but there's better days in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I've got a way, and it's today. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. There's a little restructure that'll come in a wisdom. There's a little restructure. But as it comes, boom. Thank you for it, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. The very next vision, the very next thing that is put on canvas will have a power on it. And it will be displayed and it will be prayed and it will go somewhere that will change a life. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 An anointing to help someone in despair is on you now in Jesus' name. Thank you for it, Lord. 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 Three times, three promotions in Jesus' name. Three promotions. That thing that's on your mind, the Lord's saying, we got it. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Father, we thank you that we're the head and not the tail, above only and not beneath. Blessing is overtaking us today. We're blessed in the city. We're blessed in the field. Everything we put our hands to do prospers. And Father dear, as we go out of here, we thank you that we are no longer victims, but victors in Jesus' name. Amen.